Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gillian Downs Allen, graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July the 30th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published on page 6 an advertisement with the caption, "The Austin A70 puts on working clothes." On sale was a new Austin pickup. This suggested that there was an older version around previously. However, this new version came with additional details, such as it was built on the famous A70 chassis and could carry a full 1500 weight load. The body was all metal and had town and groove wood boxing and metal wearing plates. The tail board could be lowered for additional load space. It had a 68 brake horsepower overhead valve engine, steering column gear control, and independent front suspension. A standard tilt and cover were optional extras. In Barbados, during the 1950s, vehicles were still considered a luxury, and the few that graced the homes of Barbadians were American or European models. These included the Ford, Vauxhall, Austin, Volkswagen, Morris Minor, Chevrolet, Citroen, Studebaker, Triumph, and Wolseley. The Land Rover was used mostly on farms. Of course, one cannot forget the Bedford and Austin lorries, which were utilized to transport sugarcane, sand, blocks or bricks for the building of homes and the moving of chattel houses to a new location. During the crop season, black entrepreneurs who owned trucks did a thriving trade, taking the cane of peasant farmers to the factory. In St. George, for example, prominent truck owners were Sidney James and Bosie Rowe from Newbury, Mr. Wason from Rothall, and Mr. Paris from Freehill. However, these lorries could also be pressed into service to transport people. It was not uncommon to see both men and women standing or sitting on the bed of the truck, especially in the countryside where it was at times the only mode of transportation. Nonetheless, over the years, these models of cars have been more or less replaced. In the case of the USA, this may be attributed to the fact that it had stopped producing right-hand drive cars unless they were specially ordered. This has allowed Japanese and Korean models infiltration throughout Barbados. They are considered more affordable as car parts are easier to access and are less costly. While the cars of the 1950s are no longer on the road, vintage vehicles from the 1930s have been carefully collected and preserved by curator Bill Malalou. In the Malalou Motor Car Collection, you will find a 1953 Daimler, one of 32 remaining in the entire world.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.